4. It's a unique cross-border project. It's financed through the European Regional Development Fund, which comes from the European Union. And its main purpose is supporting peace and reconciliation both here in Northern Ireland and in the border region.
And there are a series of public meetings taking place in the next few weeks or so, the first one being Monday next. What will these entail?
Basically, we have a local plan now that we're putting together, and we want to make sure that we're responding to the local challenges and the opportunities. So we want to actually go out and talk to local people and talk to local communities to get their views, to make sure that what we've got in the draft plan is right, and it's going to make and bring about positive change for the people in Derry and Strabane.
And how will people be able to voice any concerns they may have on the day?
Yes, well, what we put together is a discussion document, really, which sets out the needs and priorities that we've gathered up from some of our preliminary consultation with public and statutory bodies. So what we want to do during that session is actually work through those with the people in there, and then from then put together a more formal document which will form the application to the Special EU Programmes body, which will help shape the plan for Derry and Strabane, and hopefully then allow us to draw down almost €8 million for Derry and Strabane district.